G'day everyone, this is Dan here from Edge Small Business Consulting, and today I'm here with Courtney Cooper from Fairway Financial. How are you, Courtney?
Good, thanks Dan.
That's good. Today we're going to go through a couple of questions to Courtney around starting your own small business, and she can run through some of her thoughts. So Courtney, when starting a small business, what are some of your key non-negotiables or must-dos that you feel small business owners should implement when starting up?
Well, something I think people really need to be aware of or kind of build into their, I suppose, marketing plan is the involvement they kind of want on social media nowadays. Here at Fairway, we're starting to work on like building our social media online presence, like with Facebook and LinkedIn and videos and podcasts. But it's not something we ever really thought about, and I just think it's something that, you know, you can't neglect nowadays. You really need to, when you're setting up your business, kind of think about what type of involvement you do want. Is it going to be, you're going to use Facebook for marketing? Are you going to use it to attract people to your name of the business? You really need to think about that at the start, I think.
Awesome, excellent. So, and in terms of starting your own small business, what are some of the biggest challenges that you would face in sort of the current market?
I think, like, obviously it depends on the industry that you're in, but I think you really, trying to articulate the value for your work, like working out what cost you want to place on your product or on your service, where you're going to fit within the market. I think that's a big challenge that a lot of businesses, startups in particular, face, because you're trying to get into the market, so you may feel like you want to start off quite cost effective, quite cheap, but that may not actually be the market that you're aiming for. So, and you really need to be thinking about that. And that's also going to play into the cash flow side of the business. So working that out at the start and kind of having a bit of an idea of that hopefully will help like mitigate those challenges, I guess.
Excellent. And in what can you as an insurance advisor do to assist small business, any particular their owners, succeed?
Well, we are primarily, you know, I myself am primarily based in, specialised in life insurance. So helping people in terms of making sure that they've got the correct insurance set up and that it's also structured appropriately for the type of business. You know, if you're starting up as a sole trader, it's going to be different than if you're setting up as a partnership with somebody else, or even if you're looking at buying a franchise. So really making sure that you've got the appropriate life, TPD, trauma insurance or income protection in place. And I think going through a financial advisor just gives you so much more help with that type of stuff, because we've got so much knowledge. Because especially with income protection, if you're starting up a new business, some of the insurers are quite wary of insuring people with income protection when it's a new business. So really trying to understand if you've already got cover, should we be retaining that? Or if you're going to take up a new policy, making sure that you understand the terms of the policy, I guess.
That's perfect. Well, thanks so much for that those insights there, Courtney. This is Dan here from Edge Small Business Consulting, and thanks very much for listening.
Thanks, Dan.